Well, Brittany's voice is shitty. This is great.
Right on.
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.
Hey, what's up? I'm Baden.
Erica.
Joe.
Lucas.
Brittany.
This is Full Disclosure. If you don't like it, fuck off. Here we go.
So, Lucas, did you forget what your name was? Because you kind of made that sound like a question there.
Yeah. Oh, Lucas? Oh, that is me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Maybe it's the booze. They're finally setting in on me or something. Making my mind go wild.
Right. All right. Well, we get to start this thing off with our traditional swig of whiskey. Fireball.
Fuego.
Fire away.
Meow.
Merca.
Ooh.
Mmm, tasty. Oh, whoa. Okay, well, I guess I should pop mine too. Yeah.
It burns down my esophagus and I love it.
Down the sweet hatch.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Yeah, no, I was looking at it, I was just like, I don't feel like I'm responsible enough to have glass today. I'm going to drop something. So I was like, we should go plastic for sure.
I honestly didn't even know Fireball had a plastic bottle.
It's for the river, for your convenience.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, something happened today at work that I thought was hilarious, and I just came up with it off the cuff. I pat myself on the back for saying because it was kind of funny. Anyway, so someone offered me some almonds, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, no, I'm trying to cut back on that natural shit. And he's like, so you're just going to eat a bunch of processed shit? I'm like, yeah. So, think of it like this. Natural shit, you know, goes bad pretty quick, right? And shit that's, you know, over processed and stuff like that. That shit lasts for fucking ever, right?
Twinkies.
So in theory, that if you are what you eat, and I eat processed shit, you're just gonna biodegrade while I live for fucking ever.
Valid.
This is a twisted sense of logic there.
Eventually, I'll just like, you know, become ossified. That's it's like the human version of petrified, but inspired by Ozzy.
Ah.
All right.
Ossified. And then. Yeah, no, Oz.
Yeah, but he like quit taking all of his drugs and stuff, and he's like fully mobile again, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's like petrified on the inside from all the drugs.
Well, yeah, I guess from the inside, yeah.
Yeah, the guy's gonna live forever.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Glossy liver.
So speaking, and the reason why I brought that up is for today's topic.
Oh
crap, we're gonna do the 70s, weren't we?
That's okay. Let's go.
All right, let's go. We've all had shitty jobs.
Mm.
Today we're gonna talk about life. In fast food.
Oh, God. Yep, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cool, the ins, the outs, the bads, you know, and just everything surrounding this horrible profession you call fucking fast food work.
That's rough.
So we'll just go around and we'll kind of say, you know, where food places you've worked. So, Erica?
Arby's, KFC, Steak and Shake.
I loved the Steak and Shake days. Those were my favorite.
I'm sure you did.
Do you still remember my order?
Western barbecue burger with cheese fries and a Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
What about
Gross.
Me?
Cheese fries with extra cheese and extra, extra, extra cheese. And
yeah.
That was don't forget the cheese.
Don't you mean cheese no, with sure. a side of fries?
Yeah, pretty basically.
Much. That's exactly what it turned to. It's the sea of cheese.
Can't tell you how many things of cheese I paid for Lucas.
Oh, you didn't God. Have to do, I didn't know that.
You know, whatever. What are friends
covering
for?
Covering for your ass.
Oh, you're the best.
Josephine.
I worked at Taco Bell and Shoney's.
Yeah.
Is Shoney's really considered fast food, though? I mean, you go in and
yeah,
sit down.
Yeah, it's line cooking, so yes, it's fast food.
It was okay, in the kitchen, okay. It was fast food. It only took us like 6 minutes max on most meals.
Okay.
But your waitresses sucked ass, and that's why it took 20 minutes to get shit.
Jesus.
We'll get into waitresses in a bit.
Oh,
Ludakai, did you work any food jobs?
Yes.
We met at one of his fast food jobs.
So I've worked Price Cutter. That was fucked.
Were you in the deli?
Yes.
Oh.
I was about to say Price Cutter. That's not food at all.
Oh, yeah. Made the biggest calzone of my life there. But nice. I've also worked at Taco Bell.
It looks like we're going to have some Taco Bell stories going on. Bertone.
Backyard Burger and Little Caesar's Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza doesn't.
Pizza. Pizza
is just fun. Anyway, we'll get into that too.
Oh,
I. What?
I forgot I also worked at Casey's in the deli, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You said pizza and it hit.
I've worked at Wendy's, Popeye's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. There's more. There's more. Wait for it. Angelie wasn't fast food. That was actually chef work. Let's just say I worked a shit ton of jobs.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. So where can we go from here? Foxes and pretty much all the pizza places I worked.
Okay.
All, right.
All of them. Yes.
Just yes.
Yes. I even worked at JJ's Pizza in fucking Sparta for a while.
AJ's?
Yeah.
You said JJ's.
Oh, damn it. AJ, I was like, yeah, AJ's, yeah. Duh, that's what I said.
So every What's guy that? At this table has worked at Taco Bell.
Yes,
hell
pretty
yeah.
much.
Taco Bell is fun as fuck.
It was
fun,
the
greatest.
But you guys didn't put the time in Taco Bell that I did. that was my fucking hell.
Yeah, I went back like 3 times.
Yeah, I went back. Well, after my initial one, I went back once, and then I fucked off, and then they said, but, like, you know how you're supposed to get like 3 write-ups, you know, and then mm-hmm. you're fucking gone, shit can.
Yep. Yep.
Well. My Taco Bell folder was so huge. It was like years later, I'd go back and I'd ask the manager, like, Serena, let me look at.
Oh God, I forgot her name.
Oh yeah,
she still works Taco Bell.
That's insane.
So years later, you know, she pulled out the file and she's like, dude, and I'm like, you guys kept that?
You still exist. It's an example.
Yeah.
And, example of what not to do when you work for us.
It's for the management to not ever let an employee get that way again.
Right. You know, but the thing was, is they couldn't fire me at the time because I was one of the only closers. And I would work ungodly amounts of hours just because, you know, it's job security. My mom took almost all my money and, you know.
Really had nothing else to do.
Yeah. It's like, I'd get off work, smoke weed, and skate. Right. And that was my life.
Yeah,
you didn't even have to get off work to smoke weed at Taco
Bell.
It's
true. Yeah, we smoked in the walk-in cooler all the time.
In the walk-in cooler?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You wonder why your lettuce tastes funny? It's because it's been around
lettuce. Oh, yeah. I fucked 2 of my managers in that Taco Bell.
Yeah.
In the walk-in cooler.
Yep.
Ugh, that makes me not want to eat there anymore.
Oh, calm down. There was, like, on the floor. We weren't fucking on the food. It's not like I'm spraying around like, oh, fiesta potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Your ground beef Arriba. Was patties at first.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and, you know, when I was really nice about it, I laid down the cardboard box. We had to break down boxes anyway. So right. Well.
That was the worst part about that job, really, was breaking down boxes.
You got to punch them out.
It just took forever sometimes.
Joe and I used to play these games on the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then our manager would make us stick to it. Yeah. We'd start doing an accent like, "Hey, welcome to Taco Bell," and Serena would like come around. She's like, "Okay, no, you guys have to fucking keep doing that the rest of the time."
Right.
So we had to keep it up the whole time, and that was our game.
Alrighty then.
People would come to the drive-thru expecting something other than what they saw. And that was like the funnest thing, having people just blown away that it was some little punk ass white kid sitting behind the window whenever they come to get their money.
It was fun when we got to make up the story of like where we were from.
Right.
You know, like, oh, from Melbourne.
Oh my God.
And and then just like making ungodly amounts of like amazing food.
Like, purposely fucking up orders just so we could eat it on our breaks.
Oh,
that was like the best thing.
I put double steak on this.
Right.
You didn't ask for that.
Right. I put sour cream. They said no sour cream, so I'll just set this up here at the top.
Let it warm.
Yeah. You set it up in the heater area.
The coolest part is, you know, being a stoner working at Taco Bell when you're 16, living on your own, you get to bring back all the leftover food to the stoner house that you lived in.
Yep.
And so you walk in your Taco Bell uniform and you raise up the bags. And everyone's like, you know, they kind of look up with their eyes, their stonery eyes.
Squints.
All of a sudden, they turn into a glow. They're like, oh, man, I'm so glad you're home. And just sitting there like, you know, you hear fucking epic stadium solos. And they're like, wow, it's fucking America. Fuck yeah. And you're like, slow motion, bobbing
the man.
God.
And then, but none of it was actually in slow motion. Did you know that? We were just really high.
Right.
to everybody else, it was real.
Which, oh, and I used to throw manager's shoes up on the roof.
Oh, God.
So that was fun. Or taking the Taco Bell trays and putting them underneath tires and making the fishtails. Couldn't do it in my Honda, fucking front wheel drive.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. What else? Oh, man, there was so much. Oh, I threw one time was it you that we threw the one of the managers in the ice bin?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we had to empty the whole thing out.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that was me.
So we put the manager in the ice bin and we locked it. And
what was her name?
Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and then we got out, and she's like, "Now you guys get to empty the whole thing out." We're like, "Yeah, no, that's funny." She's like, "No, seriously."
Fuck.
It would just sat there with shovels the rest of the
night. Oh, my God.
Scooping ice.
Damn it.
That thing took forever. For a prank. I love it.
Oh, man.
Wow. It was fun, though.
Yeah, I mean, not the worst job I've ever had, Taco Bell, but definitely the most burns I've ever got from a job.
Really? You got burned?
How do you get burned? That place is like a preschool.
I worked on the fryer, and I didn't get burnt.
Maybe I'm just unlucky. That's why I don't work there.
The hottest thing on that line is the flat top grill. Right. It just has handles, man.
Right. You don't have to even stick your hand in there.
Right. No, I just, that's why I don't work there anymore.
If you were like, if you were a cool Taco Bell employee, you learned to use the spatula to flip up the handle. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about you doing that.
Oh, yeah.
That makes you a cool guy doing
that. It does.
Oh, my goodness.
If I ever go back, I'll keep that in mind.
That's like winning the Special Olympics.
spatula trick. Bringing it back.
Being the coolest guy at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's funny going there and, like, just chilling out, waiting for your order and paying attention to the people in back, and then realizing it's exactly like the crew you had, but different people. Like, Taco Bell is the same everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no difference between Taco Bells. It's crazy how, like, they always hire the same personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think that's fast food or food places in general. I mean, you have a mix of all these, like, crazy individuals. You've got the level-headed person who is, you know, okay, I've got my job, I got to get my job done. You've
there's
got
not
the,
one of those
I was
at Taco
to say,
Bell.
I'm pretty sure everyone was
no,
fucked
there's
up.
No
Serena was that way.
Yeah, a couple of the managers. Yeah. Not all the managers, but a couple of them.
And see, the people that become level-headed were the people that got promoted. I was promoted to a shift manager for like a whole 6 months, and then they're like, okay.
You're done,
wait,
son.
You get to keep your pay, but we're not giving you any more responsibility.
That's a win. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'd still say the worst job I have ever had was definitely Price Cutter. 5 years, it's still $7 and some change.
Shit.
That's garbage.
Yeah, doing all the fucking orders for the manager, that was fun. I was doing everything with a peppy attitude because, well, it's fucking me. I don't do anything without a damn smile, it seems like. But fuck that, I'll never go back.
I worked at the Walmart deli, which is the one I didn't mention before. I don't know why I forgot. Do that with
right.
Fucking hell.
That
miserable.
Sounds terrible.
Dude, cleaning those grease vats, man.
Oh,
or like
fuck that.
The rotisserie, you have to do the rotisserie. There's so much gross shit that goes on in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's terrible.
I mean,
terrible.
The food is fine, but like cleaning up after it blows.
Oh,
like,
big time.
In a primarily fried food setting.
Yeah.
Just off on the dishes. Oh, I hated doing dishes no matter where I went.
Oh, yeah. No, I refused.
Yeah.
I always put the new guy on. I was just like, oh, you're new. Guess what you get to do? Dishes. I'll clean out the fat. No problem.
See, I was always like, I never gave a fuck about what bosses thought. You know, I'm never the type to like kiss up to people because she'd be like, go do dishes. I'm like, no, I think not. And then she's like, you're gonna do dishes.
I got fucked over on that quite a bit because of you, you son of a bitch. I had to do dishes a lot. Then they found out I was good at it. So every time I was there, they're like,
really
hey,
fast
you're doing dishes.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a bitch. I was just trying to get done so I could get out of there. But no, you're good. You keep going back there. Son of a bitch.
It's funny because it's Rob's turn. He won't do it. Fuck off.
Right. Oh, I got something to do over here.
Yeah.
Customer just came in. Sorry, bye. Yeah,
you're not even working front. Don't matter.
Yeah.
No one was there. I had to do something.
Well, that's because I was back doing dishes. That's why there was nobody up front.
It's funny. One time I had my mom say I couldn't work past midnight, like till lobby closed. They were pissed. You know, because I was like 16, you know. And
right.
They're like, wait, you can't do that. I'm like, bro, I go to school, you know?
Right, right.
And then that lasted a whole 2 weeks before they offered me $2 more an hour to change my schedule back to closing.
Right.
So I was making almost $12 an hour at Taco Bell by the time I left.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
It's funny. I, like, raked them for everything they were worth.
And that's when minimum wage was still $6.45. Yeah.
Holy cow.
You got to... Got a whole $6 more
That's called the
bitches.
Hustle, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming through. I do what I want. Fuck you. Give me money.
Yeah, he won't do dishes. Give him a raise.
He's got cojones. Let's do it.
Oh my goodness.
One time, I feel bad. No, this is like a, it's like a, almost a confession time. I pissed in a cop's drink.
Oh God.
Did you really?
Yes. Because I was a skateboarder and I gave no shits at the time.
Whoa. Fuck cops.
But you know what though? It was Officer Jackson though.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's completely different.
Why does that make it different?
He was because the officer.
She was a bitch.
Yeah,
and she would like. She's the one that like straight up would like take your skateboards or like she would. And she pulled a gun on me once going home to my own fucking stoner house.
She was the dyke cop.
Yeah.
Alrighty
like, then. If you lived in Ozark back then, if you said the dyke cop, you knew exactly who it was. Like that's her, you know. So
all right.
Now there's a lot of female officers, and but she was like full blown.
You know, Ashley Schroeder's one of them.
Really?
She's a cop.
That makes no sense at
right?
all.
Right?
It's always the people you don't expect.
It makes absolutely no sense. But she was doing a. This was a few years ago. She was doing a checkpoint.
What the hell?
Yeah, and so she, you know, I rolled down my window and I'm like, "Whoa, wait a minute!" And this is
community service or something?
I'm gonna take another shot for this, but this goes back to that alternate dimension thing I was talking about when things flipped.
Oh yeah.
Because there's no way this chick, the way we knew her, would ever have been a cop, let alone lived past 18.
Oh shit!
So like.
You think she's part of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Makes no sense.
I think we flipped fucking universes. Yeah. Fucking Hadron Collider, dude.
I'm still with you on it. I totally believe in that game with you because that's, I mean.
We're not going to go back into it.
No.
The way you're talking, we're going to go continue.
No, because I was going to say, because on the same level, one of my friends, he was just a fiery little redhead that just gave no fucks. It was just, he'd be mean as shit. Next thing you know, he fucking joins the military, which he never, ever, I never saw coming. And next thing you know, a dude stacked like a fucking shit brick house. He's got like all the super respect that I've ever seen. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Super duper.
Super.
So, Brittany, what were some of your favorite aspects of working in fast food?
Killed it.
I think I liked the people. Like I had a lot of fun when I worked at Backyard Burgers.
I got into a lot of trouble.
Dude, everybody at Backyard Burgers. Was it Ozark?
Nixa.
Oh no, I don't mean like trouble as in like work wise. I mean like bitch got grounded for like 6 months.
Were
because
of
shit she was doing.
No. But my parents thought I was, so they grounded me and literally quit my job for me.
Yep.
And we're like, you're never going back there again, all because I'd hung out with a 20-year-old guy that I worked with, and they were like, you're sleeping with him, and I was like, no, I'm not.
How old were you at the time?
16.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah. That guy's retarded.
That guy wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Wow.
I wouldn't say your parents were that far off base with whatever that situation
was.
Yeah,
they probably actually really helped
you. I wish. I feel like If my mom would have pulled me out of so many jobs I would have had, I probably, you know, wouldn't have had as much fun. But I also, I didn't want to go to work, you know.
Shit, who does?
I had to.
I mean, now I guess. But
I think had my parents made me focus more on schooling than having to have a job, I would have gotten pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got pregnant too.
I'm legitimately being serious. Oh. Had my parents not forced me to get a job when they did, I would have been more focused on school and I wouldn't have gotten pregnant at 16.
I don't know if this makes sense. True about like whenever you were that young, but for us, work was more important than education that many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're like 13 years old, so.
For my parents, they always pushed and said that education was important, but the way that they presented things, that was never really the case.
See, and I was gonna bring that up. Like, I don't want to cross any bounds here, but your parents seem always less approving of getting education than it is getting like working.
Yeah, no, most definitely, definitely.
That's how our parents were too.
And I mean, like, I guess what kills me about it is like my dad has a bachelor's degree in law enforcement. That was his background. He was a he was a guard for a federal prison in Michigan.
Okay.
Jeez. So that was
That bachelor's because of courses that he took while he was working, or was it an actual
sit-down classes situation? He had to have that 4-year degree in order to get the job that he got.
That is a rough
job. He was a prison guard for in one of the prisons up there.
I would never want to do that.
No, it's like, as a kid growing up, you don't really think about it, but now as an adult looking back, you can definitely see that it colored a lot of his actions and decisions. And even now, the way that he, like, he checks the door like 4 or 5 times before going to bed.
What?
But for them, it
PTSD.
Was...
PTSD.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was, you know, they're always like, you know, education's important. And it's like, okay, but they're like, no, you need a job. And it's like, okay, well, you have to pick one because, like, I can't have a full-time job and do a full-time education while raising a kid.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
It's a pain. It's hard.
That's a 3-day job right there. Like, no, I mean, I totally get that because one of my really good friends, he did the corrections game for quite a while. And damn it. I went off topic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we started off topic. So everyone that keeps with this conversation, I'm passing the bottle to.
That's fine. But yeah, no, right as soon as like anytime something would happen, like when I was working at Bugsy still, like if he thought somebody was like coming at me wrong, like this dude is a monster. Like Dilde, you don't fuck with him. And if he saw
Dilde.
No, yeah. His name is, he goes by JD. His name's
Jay Dildo.
Yeah. So, anytime I hit somebody, would walk up and he'd be like, hey, you better fucking calm down. And I'm like, dude, it's okay. Like, he's just fucking around. But I appreciate that more than, you know, he's like, always got you, path killer. If you need something, let me know. I'm like, God damn, thank God. I don't want to be on that guy's bad side. He'd throw me like a rag doll. Cheers.
So you got most trouble at Backyard Burger.
Backyard Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make a pact on this show that whenever you feel the urge to talk about something heavy, we won't.
That's a good move.
Like, I'm feeling a touchy, triggered moment coming up.
Shut your mouth.
So as well as her getting in trouble at Backyard Burger, I know she got in trouble at Little Caesars, too.
Oh, shit.
What happened at Little Caesars?
I did.
What'd you do?
She doesn't even remember. She was too high.
What didn't you do, should I say?
With that party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Little Caesars, not Backyard Burger. Yeah.
You lit right up.
Yeah, I was, I pulled the whole lie to my parents, said I was staying at a friend's house.
Yeah,
and
you,
got
no, you used me as a scapegoat.
Oh, yeah.
Did she not
and
tell
they,
you?
And my parents,
no.
Oh, God. What is wrong with you?
Friend 101.
My gosh.
You got to at least inform the person.
And my parents called her, and she was like, and she covered, but it was like, there was that momentary pause just enough that my parents were like, you're what? Fucking lying.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't pretty.
And no, and God. She's like got this like emotionally like 6-month pregnant Erica bawling on the phone. And
Brittany.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I called Brittany and I was like, I got you in trouble. I didn't know I was lying for you. And she's like, oh shit.
I went home like immediately after that and I was in so much trouble.
So you got shit-faced and then drove. Underage.
Well, no. This was...
Oh, like the next
day?
Yeah,
the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we'd all passed out at the house. Like, okay. We all stayed over.
Yeah.
Because we all got so drunk, we all just slept over there. And
good
the
Lord.
Next morning, I got up. Because I'm not stupid. Even then, like, I was like, I'm not driving anywhere.
Well, you weren't
like,
smart
not.
Enough to inform the person that's supposed to cover for you. Yeah. supposed to cover for you.
I'd say that look.
So I wouldn't call yourself not stupid. I would just say you made a right decision at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The look Erica gave, ya bitch, kind of moment. Like, I was just like, oh, damn.
I like how she said that party, and it was just immediately she knew which party. Right. Like,
oh, yeah. I've
been to quite a few parties, but I can't be like, if somebody says that party, I'm like, what fucking party?
Well, there was
party?
Only the like, one party that we'd had, like, that was Little Caesars based, because it was all of the staff. We all went over to our manager's house.
Right.
And got drunk with our managers.
Yep.
And
that's fucked up too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I did that when I worked at pizza places.
Well, okay, in our defense though, our manager was like 21 and cuz this was Little Caesars had just opened in Nixa. So we were like straight out the bag, just all of us in high school except for 17.
What an idiot.
Yeah, because you were a junior.
17.
So, not you, that guy.
Yeah.
No, it was a couple of them because there was a couple of them that we're all over there together. And
there's no way I would let a fucking 17-year-old child come into my house and get shit-faced.
Yeah, no,
we were
all 17.
This happened in, like, June, and her mom drove her to my house for my baby shower in the beginning of September and then drove her home. And that was, I think, the first time she'd been allowed really out of the house. Other
since
than
the
work, since yes, the incident.
The
yeah.
incident.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of those with you there, Brittany. The incidences.
Yeah,
you should write a novel.
What you were about to say about the not letting 17-year-olds drink at your house,
fuck no.
I let people drink at my house when I was in the military that were underage. But that's because, like, I believe in the whole, if you're willing to die for your country, you can fucking drink
exactly
out.
Wholeheartedly,
I
completely agree with that.
I totally agree.
Infantry guys in my neighborhood that was underage, and I'm like, fuck that, dude. You've deployed. You've seen some shit.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to let you have a beer at my house. Fuck it.
I think the only underage person that I've allowed drink at my house is my sister.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Joe, I totally agree with you. Like, if it wasn't wasn't for the fact that, like, it is, like, my job to watch I totally agree with you. Like, if my brother came up to me and was just like, hey, can I have a beer with you, be like, bro, you were going to, like, the Marines.
We
absolutely
all need to take a drink all the way around.
All right, well, I guess I'll start her off here.
So in my experience, though, the people that stay into fast food in their 20s really haven't grown up, and they don't have the mentality of getting over the fact that those chicks are underage. They're just like, work with them.
You lose that age.
There's a sense of sickness. Like, man, there's been so many times where, like, working at Pizza Hut, you know, I was in my 20s in my Pizza Hut, but, like, and all the kitchen girls were, like, high schoolers, and there's, like, other couple of 4-year-olds in there with me. And they're like, oh, hey, you know, you want to come hang out after work? I'm like, bro, she's 16. And he's like, okay. And I'm like,
it's
like,
not
what?
An issue.
You are 40. All right.
All right.
Just got out of prison last week, bun.
Shit. But yeah, no, and that's one thing too, like, when it comes to these fast food jobs, it's sometimes as a, like, convicted felon, it's hard to find a job, and sometimes fast food is about the only damn place you can go sometimes.
And a lot of the times I worked at Mexican Villa too. But anyway, a lot of
interlude.
Del Taco here in Ozark. But sometimes fast food, it won't even let them do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Not anymore.
It's getting that hard, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely depends you did.
Yep.
And honestly, that's the reason why you have so many repeat offenders though too. Is because, you know, I don't have any fucking options. You know, I got to go back to selling dope because no one will give me a job.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a dirty little circle.
Fast food's the way to go, apparently.
Yep.
But honestly, no, nowadays, you know, with McDonald's, we're like employees, you know, demanding $15 an hour.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially since 90% of them can't even get your fucking order right.
I'm like, I have two college degrees and I don't even make $15 an hour.
Right.
Yep.
Like, it's bullshit.
People are fighting and dying for our country and aren't even getting $15 an hour.
Oh, they are.
I was making
yourself.
They say that we don't get very much, or they don't get very much money, but that's base pay. Okay, base pay is garbage. You're making less than minimum wage because of how much you're working. But all of the entitlements and stuff that you get on top of that, I was making pretty decent money. I was making good money.
You were comfortable.
Oh, yeah. I had no worries.
But I think that was my biggest irritation with the McDonald's people wanting $15 an hour. I was like, you're basically wanting to get paid the same amount as like what our military gets paid.
Why do you keep comparing the two?
It's
what are you kissing Joe's ass right now?
Yeah,
that's where like the baseline for me was is the fact that that job, what you do in the military,
HVAC.
Is
well, it's not necessarily just that. It's the hours. No, I work 14 plus hours every single day.
I think being HVAC over there would be important because it's a fucking desert.
Yeah, I worked in a signal unit and there was nothing but a bunch of computers. They can't survive in 130-degree weather at all.
Joseph Ladd.
Right?
I don't know. I guess the way that I see it as far as the pay goes is if you're willing to actually do the job and do it correctly and the way that it's meant to be done, then by all means, you're entitled to have that $15 that you want. But if you're
skill-based pay everything should be.
Yeah, skill-based pay. If you're a 16-year-old who has, like, you know, you're not raising a family, you're not trying to keep a roof over your head, and you're just being acting like an entitled shithead, then
That's what she said.
Right. You shouldn't expect to get paid $15 an hour to not do your job correctly, to not pay attention, to not try and succeed and make the most of your position.
And that's half the fun of working fast food is that you don't make enough to care. If that's your final goal in life, to work fast food and to not have any other higher inhibitions, that's cool. You can work your way up to management and you can get paid that $15 an hour because management does get paid that much.
I guess,
but at the same time, like where I'm coming from, I was that girl working the fast food, trying to keep a roof over my head and trying to make sure that my kid had food in her stomach and that shit like that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so much I want the money just because, it was a simple fact of I have to survive.
Well,
and not just my kid has to survive.
But you did.
Yeah.
I did, but I busted my ass for it.
Well, yeah, that's what you got to do
life.
That's my point, though.
That is, in as brutal as it sounds, like that you just have to use the cards that are dealt to you.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And if your choices in life, you know, add up to what you have to do in life to do that, you know, that's that.
If you really think about it, though, we were kind of going there with $15 an hour because we would do our base pay and then we'd walk out of that fucking place with tons of food and bags. We were making 15 an hour.
And so the difference is we took that to make up for that.
Exactly.
Right.
It wasn't given to us as
no,
like
and
a,
you
no.
weren't
yeah,
supposed
you
nev- to take
you
it.
You never went hungry.
I worked at Subway, too.
You just come
that
in.
That was briefly, though, wasn't it?
It was a good 6 months, I guess.
Yeah.
The sub king.
But I would always get the bags of the chicken breasts, you know, my favorite things are.
Yep.
And then this was stupid because it should have gotten me caught, but I don't know how I didn't get caught. I would take cases of bottles of Coke and like Dr.
Pepper.
Oh,
shit.
Like in the full blown, the plastic things, you know, they come in.
Oh, the crates, yeah.
You know, I would the whole crates, just bring them home. You know,
and
I'd be doing inventory and I'd just leave off all that number.
Oh,
and
my God.
And then I never got caught, like ever.
That's insane. Because
you hustled the game. Because
you were
up.
Doing the inventory.
Yeah,
they just thought they ordered less than what they actually did.
The thing is, you can live like a king and never touch college once.
You can like, if you work hard
I feel
enough.
Like,
and,
I, yeah. No, I mean, you don't even have to work
and,
that hard.
Well, I was getting ready to say use people
yeah,
enough, too.
Like, all you have to do is be
you
got to
wolf your way to the top.
You have to have a personality in order to manipulate people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And you have to be street smart with, like, your numbers and, like, where you're moving stuff where and... You know, and that's the thing that separates a lot of people nowadays is street smarts, because all day long you can have book smarts. But
ladies and gentlemen, the father of my children.
Our children are both going to be smart and know how to hustle shit. Right.
Charm is a big factor, too. If you're not charming with all those factors, then you're still going
to
fail.
Shit, yeah. I didn't go to fucking college, and look at me. I'm up here killing it. Just, what am I doing? Standing around talking shit and getting people fucked up. And... Also, making a fucking mint off of it, not doing shit. I love it.
I just think it's funny how I go from having no future to, and I just discovered today that I am number one in all of Springfield in the radio stations.
My nice. Man.
Yeah, so I got my Sick. I get my bonus, get my $1,500 on a check.
Nice.
Attaboy.
Yeah, so I was number one, ages 18 to 45 and 25 to 54. So
nice.
Yeah, so it's funny. So I went from like
pretty face
hustling. Yeah, right. I went from hustling shit to being like, oh hey, look what I did. I just hustle, and I don't do shit on my shit. I do, but I like, it's not like I'm not a professional, you know.
Like, you are though. You've been though. Doing this since truly are. How old?
I mean,
like, you've been doing music all that shit since I've known you. So it's all transferable to what you're doing now. It's
honestly, just, I think one of the reasons he's like is as successful as he is. Sorry, let me get the words out of my mouth. Is
maybe
that
the
it's
dick too?
I was about to say just, it's the fat dick.
Fuck
that's
off.
What it is.
It's not just the fact that he enjoys his job, but it's the love for music. That he
right.
has that
right.
makes him so good at what he does.
That actually gets me in trouble. Most
yeah, it
days.
Does.
That,
well, I mean, not only that, but my man, you are so personable. Like, you could talk to fucking anyone, and it's like an instant charm.
He's really hey, not, though.
What did I say earlier?
Yeah, charm?
Charm.
Yeah. I rolled really high on my.
That's a factor.
What was the word? Huh? Damn it.
Entitled?
No.
Oh.
D&D. What's
a crit.
No. You know, it's an attribute.
Attribute.
It's kind of like charming, but it's like
charisma.
Charisma. I rolled high on charisma.
There you go.
You d20'd the shit out of that.
I'm
charisma.
I'm a half orc, half dwarf. That rolled high on charisma. I'm a fucking oxymoron.
Oh, I love it.
It makes no goddamn sense,
hey,
but it happened.
Hey, right. You know what? Sometimes it's what's got to happen.
But anyway, so I just thought that was funny because like going to Taco Bell. You know, and they'll be like, oh, dude, you're Baden from Q102. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I was right where you were, like, not even, you know, 12 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, well, it was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit, we're getting
yeah,
old.
Yeah, we're
man.
Old
yes,
now.
We are.
Damn.
14. Anyway. 15 years ago.
Well,
oh,
see,
my,
that's,
15
and
years
that's,
ago.
And that's the cool thing about it.
Holy
like,
cow.
All the, like, the movie star game, like, they find them in the most random spots. Chris Pratt? What a fucking weird spot to find one of the coolest people. And now he's, like, a superstar. Oh, shit. Nothing happened.
So what was your favorite fast food working place, Joe?
Well, I only got two to pick from,
yep.
but probably Shoney's. Just
you worked
because
there the longest, too.
Yeah, that was longevity. Like, I worked there probably a total over about 5 years or so.
I can
like,
still
I was
picture
working
you in your Shoney's uniform.
Right? And they didn't actually give us the title or anything, but I was lead chef, yep. head cook or whatever. I started out as a dishwasher. And had the place not gone under, and I, like, finally actually quit. I could have been management because we had a lot of people switching out and stuff. I like that place a lot because, like, everybody got along. Like, we had talked a while back about, like, everybody being cool about shit and nobody reporting to HR. And all, like, everybody was awesome there. It was great. Like, it was kind of bad at the same time because we had – some people do some bad things with their managers and whatnot.
Looking at me.
But, yeah, it was really great. Everybody got along. Like, I only had beef with one guy, and that's because he fucking sucked, but he was a golden child. And, like, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this guy is shit. Like, he's always high whenever he's at work. He's making garbage things that you're trying to put on the menu that aren't even good to people who are sober. Like,
right.
The manager that was in charge of stuff that would be put on the on the menu at our location also smoked weed. So he thought it was great stuff. Like, no, dude. Like, this is
Frosted
shit,
Flakes
man.
On cheese sauce, dude.
Right?
I'm sorry,
right?
But you guys have, like, you tell stories about the most dysfunctional potheads in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess, okay, I...
Keep in mind, most of them are
no,
fucking
nah,
blazed
see,
out of their
I hold,
gourds.
No, I hold even blazed potheads to high standards.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I... No, I'm serious. I...
Like, no joke, yeah.
I hold potheads to high standards. If you cannot function and you cannot hold a conversation... Dude, stop fucking smoking.
The difference being is that the person you were referring to is much older than we are and started much later than we did.
But she was as a young person. she was still functioning.
No, but like I mean, the after 18 thing she was talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so we a lot of us started when we were like 13, you know, around then, and then so you kind of grow up and you get a permafried function off that.
Yeah, but I mean, like on 30. That note though, she did some not so smart things when she was younger too.
Yeah, and that's due to other shit though.
And
that's
just personality disorder. I mean, she's just. I don't know. Like I said, I hold potheads to a way higher standard than
I don't know. There's
y'all
been,
fuckers hang out with.
There was so many times I'd be sitting there with Carrie just so blazed, and I was like, I want to say something, but I can't say a word. I'm just so fucking baked.
See, that would annoy me.
No
see,
way.
Because, like, even the baked people that I hang out with can hold an intelligent conversation with me.
Was you high with them?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
There was a time... when like because now
they were just scared
it, now
lost.
If I smoke pot I just want to sit down with a guitar for like hours and
or stare at a poster
we stared at a poster
yes
yeah,
we did
sure. Oh, oh dude, that was the most entertaining shit though. We were creating it was one of my band's posters. I don't know
okay
it, but it was one of the most entertaining things. Oh, it's something like it was one of those kind of
yeah it is that
people.
That's
okay.
That
one.
Yeah, the people though
oh yeah, yeah yeah it did have faces
anyway so but
yeah.
There was a time where I used to skate. I used to go out skating high, or I used to go to school high, go to work high, everything, you know. And I was functional, but there's for some reason there came a point in time where my body just didn't like the feeling I got off of it anymore, and then I just became a veg.
Are you a lot of fun to have sex with when you're high?
Yeah, I am.
He's really fun to box with, too.
No, I'm not.
For me.
So, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, what we're talking about, one time, Joe and I have a long history. Like we were fucking little kids when we met.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, and so we've always been, like, very competitive with each other, too, like, back and forth. We've always been. Yeah. It's been bad. Like, we've had full-blown, like, squirrel chases. Just, do you remember that? Fucking.
The garage?
Yeah, the garage. Where, like all the parents are sitting around, like, what the fuck are they doing? And we're, like, jumping up and down these fucking, like.
Basically inventing parkour
was
parkour.
We did parkour. That
right?
was nuts.
And founders, like, we did parkour before parkour was
yep.
a thing.
And running away from shit. That's, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so one time, you know, Joe and I decided we're going to fucking box. We're like, this is like title match, you know, ding, ding. We've never fucking done this before.
Right.
And we've always wrestled and shit like that. And anyway, so I thought it'd be a fun idea. You know, I'm going to smoke some weed before I fight my arch nemesis.
Best friend arch nemesis.
Yeah, right. And it turns out that's not a good idea because, ladies and gentlemen, weed is not a violent drug.
No, it's not.
It is not. It's not a drug. Excuse me, all you potheads are like.
That's
natural. Exactly what they said to you.
It's not an upper. It's a downer, folks.
Right. So, I have these gloves on, and I'm like, first of all, this is a really pretty red. And then I look up and I got hit 6 times.
You were swinging. You didn't have your hands
you
down.
Know, I'm just saying. Like that's what it felt like to me.
Right, right.
Like I'd swing, you know, and then I'm like, it's just so slow motion for me.
It was slow motion for me.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, back to the slow motion.
But I was normal speed.
Yeah. And so by the end of it, you know, I'm getting ready to get knocked out. I'm sitting here like, hey. this is not a good idea anymore. I feel a little woozy. and Joe's like, are you fucking kidding me? He didn't say fucking because
right.
Joe didn't curse at the time.
I didn't cuss back then.
No.
It was crazy.
No. He's like, are you serious right now? I'm like, yeah, dude, I got nothing.
I can't do it.
I think the only time
I
seen
you
really cuss back then was when you were really fucking drunk.
Drunk or pissed off. If there was no beer around and you heard me cuss,
run.
You better like shut your mouth
you
and walk
it.
Away or whatever. But if I cussed sober, some shit was about to go down. But other than that, yeah, I had to be pretty drunk. Like
yeah.
That's whenever you knew I was starting to feel the alcohol. Was
yeah, like
I started
you know
cussing.
When your best friend almost threw you in the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you tried to keep me out, and I didn't stay very long, so that's all good.
And when you came back, I think we talked about, because something about, it's so weird. It was such a premonition. When you first came back, and you're like, you told us about your hip thing.
Right.
You know, and you're like, there's a 50-50 shot. I'm like, all right, we're doing this. Let's fuck you. Let's fuck you up. And I'm like, you're not going to make it out. You're like, bullshit, yes, I am. And then here you are, retired.
Yep, retired
because of the fucking hip thing.
Yep. It worked out, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Dude, we got in a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, you did.
Damn.
Even now, like, as adults, as fathers, you both get into a lot of shit.
Mama was telling her about the wax we got.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Mostly memories.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Barrels.
How she still walks into the garage and can smell
the candle. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if thinking, like, trying to fathom doing that now. Like,
what
just,
the fuck? That's
like,
not even
I'm
a smart
not,
idea.
I don't
Why would
feel
you even...
like grabbing six barrels of wax right? like...
and then skating them back home. Like,
we had Adam's truck.
Eventually, we used to take them back.
Oh yeah, one at a time.
Yeah. And then we fucking like, was it a fucking? We ended up taking a chainsaw at some point to try to cut down some of the barrels.
Oh my God, we were so stupid.
Yeah, like it's fucking. And then fucking Whitey or Ian fucking. Almost dying by the barrel whenever the floor dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We broke their loading dock.
Yeah.
Like,
holy shit.
Where they would dump the oil or the wax into the trash can. Like, it was higher above the trash can, but for some reason they'd roll it down and then drop it into the trash can. Somehow we ended up breaking that platform that they had up on the wall.
Because what we had to do is, picture this. All right, so it's one of those big industrial size trash cans, right?
Yeah.
And it's big enough to fit at least 50 bodies in. Anyway, so they had this big ramp that goes up, and there's like a steel railing up there, but you know, so it's so weird how.
Yeah,
they had
I don't
it
know
set up.
Why they were
anyway,
doing
so
it that
so
way.
We had to jump into the trash can and where they had all these barrels at the bottom, and then we had to like hoist these 50-gallon drums of wax. Over the fucking rail, and then we were pretty smart about it because it hit the loading dock and rolled down, and then the guy at the end would pick it up, put it in the truck, and this was the last time. So we had done that like 3-4 times by
easily.
Now, and that last time it hit, boosh,
the whole thing
like
just
it disconnected from the platform, and the whole loading ramp went with our friend on top of it.
Oh my God.
Can we just say that it's a really good thing that, you know, video surveillance wasn't such a huge thing
right,
then?
Yeah. Well, and really, why would they even have it on discarded wax? Like,
right. So, so anyway, we freaked out and we parkoured out of the trash can and
we bolted, man.
We got in the freaking truck and then we left Whitey. He's chasing the truck.
Oh my God, you guys.
You know, with his saggy skinny jeans. I don't even know how that was.
It's because he was so
saggy,
thin.
Yeah, he's really tiny. You know, like Chicken Hawk.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Chicken Hawk.
That's was another one of his names.
Yeah.
And he's chasing. He finally got on the edge and we get back to Joe's mama's house and then we got a scolding again.
Oh yeah. But she ended up enjoying the smell that we brought along.
Yes.
So.
That's good, at least. I mean, come back with a pleasant thumbs up, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine. I
score.
If I was friends with you back then, I feel like I would have ended up being like another ended up Whitey or something. Just the
dude,
skinny
you
guy.
Dude, you would have been so violated by this, dude.
I
so
imagine.
Like, we used to like straight up take our belts off and smack each other with them. Like,
oh, we
like,
were bad.
It was
dude.
Brutal.
Sadistic so, have you assholes.
Ever, yeah,
I would have like, hated you so
that
much.
That was my birthday spankings, and someone had to slap me with a studded belt.
Oh my God!
I wish we found those videos, dude.
Yeah,
I want
dude.
Those.
Like
that.
The one of me dying was like so played that it never played anymore, according to Mark. Like they played it for everybody in the fucking high school. Like I was sketching behind his car behind Fasco, this building, here in Ozark. A big, huge, open parking lot in the back.
That was a skate
and,
spot, dude.
Yeah, there's a few. But anyway, I was holding on to his car. He ended up getting up to like about 40 miles an hour
Holy
or so
shit.
Is what he said. And I decided to let go of the car, and I hit a stop rock right after I let go of the car. And at the time, I had these Vans. Like, I hated Vans, but I got these for some reason. Well, I remember because they had orange bottoms. They were gray shoes with orange bottoms.
Joe's pretty obsessed fucking cool. Orange always yeah. has been.
Orange, red, and green. But it's at the time, color. Orange was the orange. Color that. But
you
orange was
orange
the
deck in GBZ. Anyway.
Yeah, right. But orange was like, it was on the bottom of the shoe. The shoe was gray. And so I hit that stop rock, and then all of a sudden, like, because I was pretty far away in the video, you see orange, 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 and then I just smacked the ground so fucking hard. Dude. Like, you could hear it in the video
so...
how hard I hit the
ground.
Yeah, I hit it so hard that I ended up, like, my hand froze from me slapping the ground whenever I landed. My hand froze. I thought I broke my wrist. I couldn't yeah. move shit, and, like, I was like, my mom's going to kill me. But he played that video for everybody because he thought the orange... Yeah. Orange. Orange was just so fucking hilarious.
So this would be what your mom was referring to when she had to take you to the emergency room.
That has been several times, man.
The emergency room, like most of the time, like I just
shortly followed the hanging onto the back of the car going 40 miles an hour.
We did that a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Alex.
Oh, my God.
Alex.
okay, shit. So I had this buddy named Alex, right? And I knew him longer than I actually knew Joe. And but Alex actually got me into skateboarding, even though he sucked.
I didn't even know he did.
He claimed it. Yeah, he's the one that got me into skateboarding because he got a skateboard. Anything this kid asked his mom got for him.
Yep.
And he wanted a Tony Hawk Birdhouse board, and he got it brand new, got to choose every fucking thing, had Bone Swiss. I'm like, bro, you don't need ABAC fucking 16 things when you're just starting out. It had been years since I skated with this kid, and Joe and I had been fucking tearing up Ozark for years now. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go, let's grab Alex, you know?
Yeah, we finally got him to come out and skate.
So he still has the same fucking birdhouse board that he's had his entire life. And he likes to keep his trucks loose because he's a quote-unquote vert skater.
Yeah, vert skater.
Yeah, and he can't drop in, though. I can't either right now, but at the time, time it was laughable. Anyway, so... Skitching on the back of, was it Mama's car?
Yeah, it was Mama. She was taking us over to the school behind.
Oh, yeah, because we skitched the whole way there. Yeah. And so we know when to let go, and we know, like, the speed we need to get there and not kill ourselves. Well, Alex decided to try. He tried to be a big old man. No, he fell before we got there, didn't he?
Yeah, he fell, like... Because
he was in the middle.
We could see the school. It was almost, like, right in front of the school whenever it happened.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. And so his board, and we get this thing called speed wobble. Mm-hmm. All right, if you get going really fast, you start to slowly rock back and forth, and then it just starts to spin out of control, like you're just back and forth, and eventually your legs can't fucking keep up with that.
No,
and so your board will go, and then you will just hit the ground, douche, 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 and this kid
sounds painful.
Fell so fucking hard, like.
He was holding on to the back passenger window, like the seal on the back passenger window. And my mom was driving a smaller sedan. Okay, so like the tire was right next to him.
Well, and that doesn't sound like
Rob
good.
And I, yeah, Rob and I were both holding on to the back, onto the trunk area.
We know how to do shit.
And so when he went down, my mom freaked out and like slammed on the brakes and like had a panic attack, thinking that she ran over him and that's why he fell.
God.
She was like, "Oh my God, I just killed a kid!" Like,
okay,
was freaking
I just
out.
Just
he's
have
laying
to say
on the ground.
Your mom sounds pretty badass to knowingly let you do that.
Well, here's the
deal. We had to torture her into doing stuff like that.
Oh my God. Also, we would ask her things while she was heavily medicated, and she would agree to everything.
Taking her nap.
Oh, that's evil.
And she was in love with Viva La Bam and Jackass and all that stuff. And while she was like in her little dazed state, we would tell her that Bam was here, and she'd get all excited, like drugged up, trying to stand up and stuff. And she actually brought up to me whenever we were leaving here the other day, she's like, all I could think about is you motherfucker setting off the fire alarm while I'm trying to take my naps. we would hit the little smoke detectors all the time while she's passed out. And the house is on fire, Mom. The house is on fire.
Oh, my God.
You guys are assholes.
And she claims that I set off an artillery bomb in the house. I don't remember throwing an artillery shell in the house.
That was me, actually.
Okay, well, you need to tell her that because she's all the... I was like, no, Mom, I only blew up the mailboxes with those. And she's like, no, you son
of
a bitch, you threw it in the house.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, no, she's still mad at me.
Mark was going to do it, and then Mark tossed it to me, and then I threw it in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
And And then I heard her say, Joe, and we ran. So. Yeah.
All right. She still blames me for
what
that.
What this sounds like on Halloween when we have our, because your mom's house is our first stop
right, yeah.
every year taking the kids trick-or-treating. It sounds like Mr. Baden over here has got
Master
some
Baden.
Confessing to
Master,
do.
Yes.
Some explaining.
No, you son of a bitch. I'm going to play this for her so she can hear you confess.
I think she'd enjoy the time warp anyway.
Right.
Can't believe how many concussions I got on your fucking front porch.
Dude, that front porch was so slick. It's not Dude, even. And we still tried to skate it all the time.
And we still waxed it, even though it didn't even
well,
need
it. It was part of the challenge, you know? If we could do the slick shit, then we could do the easy shit.
Oh, that reminds me. Alex also did that same day when he tried to board slide that parking bump.
Yeah.
That he fell back and smacked his head on that.
Dude,
thing.
That was a bad day for that kid.
Dude.
He actually
he never
finally
skated with us again.
That was his first time, too.
Yeah.
Well, at least, like, actually getting on his board and rolling around with us anyway. He'd come out and, like, hold his board, but he wouldn't actually skate. He's like, oh, I'm Vert. I'm just here to chill.
Were you there with my cousin when he...
Dude, yeah. That was I was the one that fucking pushed him into the bump.
Oh, yeah. That's
All right, you two. So what I'm hearing is that you guys are going to be smarter with our boys when you're teaching them to skate. Yeah?
No, they... Okay, so the
I
things
like how
we
that
did,
opened with no.
The you gotta understand. Is these things don't happen under parental supervision.
Yeah, there's nobody around.
Okay, right. So this is y'all being dumb fucks.
This is shit
this
that,
is, whoa.
This is what skateboarders do.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is life experience. Do you think you would have laughed as nearly as much tonight had we not? And we're still alive, you know?
So and it's not even a quarter of the stories.
Yes, yeah. you say you're alive, but I see you, Baden, gimping around because of all the fucked up shit that you've done as a kid. Skateboarding, mind you.
That's
because
I cut my cast off early because I wanted to go skateboarding. Right.
From
that?
A compound fracture.
So
like when all your friends are like you're like oh we're gonna go skateboard in that parking lot oh wait dude what about your fucking ankle fuck my ankle let's go let me cut the shit off.
I mean first you try to skate with it and then you realize you can't do a kickflip in the cast so then you want to take the cast off
and
16 years later his ankle needs to be reset and recasted
it happens. I mean I've got a fucked up ankle
Most
from all
life.
That shit but mine can't be fixed.
Woes of life.
Ugh.
Yeah. And but see, the thing, though, that's what makes people people. Is there the
yes, but I don't know. I just, as a mom, I just, you know, think, oh, shit, kid, broken bone. Oh, my God. We've been through that once, and it was hell.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen a lot.
I'll say way more than once,
I mean, until I got into
the
Army, I was pretty lucky with that.
Wasn't even anything like that. That was literally just a freaking bookshelf falling on her.
Oh no, Layla had a stress fracture from gymnastics, and she had a cast on for over 10 weeks.
Yeah.
No,
wait, your kid had a bookshelf
horrible.
Fall on her?
Yeah, Layla.
No, it was a dresser, like, and it was actually her friend, and I somehow got the blame for that one.
Oh.
And Baden and I were still dating at the time. You'd moved in what?
Well, I'm not judging.
I hadn't moved in yet.
No, yeah. He told me, hey, babe, why don't you go lay down, and I'll keep an eye on Layla. Okay, that's cool. I've
You're so sweet.
Worked all night. He surprised me. He cleaned the house and everything was really, really sweet. Well,
that was
his...
a fucking job.
Yes, it was.
So
it was bad.
Unbeknownst to me, when Baden and I started dating, his skanky ass ex-girlfriend was my next door neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
So she brings her daughter over while I'm napping.
Oh, Lord.
And the girls are playing in Layla's room. I had the bedroom door shut. I was like, just worked 12 hours overnight. I was zonked. I was fucking exhausted.
Oh, I bet.
And I wake up to two girls screaming because they were climbing on the dresser like it was a ladder and it fell on the little
Holy
girl.
Shit.
Well, I, you know, checked on them. She was walking around.
Kids.
She seemed okay. Well, I had to go to work that night. I was like, all right. Well, I get to work and her stepdad starts texting me, harassing the shit out of me that I broke his daughter and I was irresponsible and I should have been watching. I was like, okay, first of all, your wife was in the house with your daughter. My boyfriend was watching my daughter had parental supervision. I said, what the fuck was your girlfriend doing downstairs with my man? You should have been upstairs with the girls then.
Damn.
Well, that's not. No, 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 no. So I ended up, I told my manager, I said, I'm sorry, but I have to dip out because I'm like, I've got some drama at home I got to go take care of. And he's like, well, okay, what's going on? I explained the situation to him. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, you need to go fix that. And I'm like, yep. Well, she's like, well, she has a stress fracture. And I was like, I'm sorry. I said, but her mom was in the house watching her daughter. I'm not to blame here at all. Yeah. Well, then, you know, a couple weeks go by. Layla, our daughter, does gymnastics. She's been doing gymnastics since she was about 2 years old. Got a stress fracture. His daughter had a splint on for less than, 5 days? And they took it off?
Yeah.
Something like
stress
that.
Stress fractures take longer than that.
Yeah. Layla, I kid you not, Layla was in a cast for 10 weeks minimum.
Damn.
It was hell.
I bet she
hated
that.
And that was the night that we spent, three, 4 hours at the emergency room.
And then we got home, and that poor kid, she was crying and screaming. She wanted that thing off her leg, and it was the most miserable 10 weeks. Bane and I had to take turns setting her ass on the toilet, and it was horrible. It was horrible. So, no, I don't want my kids to have broken bones and shit from doing stupid shit.
But it builds character.
It does.
And it gives you stories.
Yeah, and
like
stories.
What we're doing right now.
Because then whenever you get injured again, if you never had a fracture or a break, then you're like, then it's like the you're 30 years old and you get a break. It's the worst thing ever.
My favorite thing is gonna be when Riker and Riv come back, you know, and they're all giggling, and then Joe and I are gonna sit there back, you know, fucking in wheelchairs. We'll only be like 40, but still.
Speaking of which, I found one in the trash can yesterday. I've got it now.
We won't be in a wheelchair because we'll be practicing our willies.
Oh, God.
I sat down in it and immediately popped a willie and was able to hold it. That stays. It does not go away.
And we'll be able to be like, you know, all right, let's exchange battle stories right now. We did shit before there was a lot of shit going on. Yeah. So.
I don't know. I guess for me, my battle stories aren't that battle worthy.
Well, no, because you just bust your ass walking across a room.
I broke my wrist and my elbow because I busted my ass on some ice.
So I wonder, whenever your kids are grown to, the 25 range, because whenever, we were 25 and older, the new
some
thing
people
was
here
planking and parkour became real big. What the fuck's the next move? It's going to get more intense, of course.
It's going to be something not physical, but I did planking too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's becoming it's the digital era. Everything's online, on phones, on
games. Memes were the next thing after planking.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but what is a good thing to put on a plank? This is a riddle for you today. What is a good thing to put on a plank? The drink of the week!
Oh, you motherfucker. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, I don't know. You can hammer a plank, I think. I don't know. Jesus, this is a good question.
Joe and I took over this podcast.
You kind of did, with some hella entertaining stories.
We've got way more. We're currently at 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Damn. We're going over. Lucas?
I don't have cups.
You know where they're at.
Oh! Okay,
Your bitch ass up.
Whoa. Savage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back.
We were all thinking it.
Where's the disposable cups, though?
They are in the cabinet.
The solo cups.
Solo cups. Oh, you show them exactly where those are.
Looks like I'm going solo. I'll be back.
More editing, I guess.
Yep. You're already doing it once. Might as well do it again.
I want to create a big spike so I know. That's why, I'll know. God, that hurt. Stingy.
All them broken wrists.
Broken wrists suck.
I almost broke my foot off once. That was the emergency room thing.
You did what?
Almost broke my foot off. We trapped my little stepbrother underneath the little bank ramp that we had, which is basically just a triangle, right? So the backside was completely open. This thing was 5 foot tall. Like, we made this way bigger than it needed to be, but we fucking skated the hell out of it. But we trapped him on the inside. We put some boards and stuff and trapped him on the inside, and we were skating it. Shitty thing to do in hindsight. But he was screaming underneath, and my mom comes outside because we're skating in front of the house on the street. And she comes outside and hears them screaming. So, like, I was up the ramp whenever she's like, what the fuck is going on?
You didn't grab enough.
And
I did.
Yeah. So
there's five of us.
Coming back down, I stepped off the board thinking that I was already towards the ground. And I was still halfway up on the ramp. And I put my foot down and then lifted the other one somehow. And I was still in the air, so I landed on my foot, and my toes come up and slap my ankle. Ow. I dislocated my foot and tore and stretched every single tendon in my ankle. The doctor said the only thing holding my foot together, basically, was the skin.
That is horrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my foot immediately swelled up to a grapefruit. Like, you couldn't take my shoe off. But right after that, Rob and I picked the ramp up and put it into the yard. This thing was not a light ramp.
Nope.
And I did that with my foot fucked up like that.
Oh, no thank you.
And, like, I was supposed to stay off my skateboard for up to 6 months on that.
Oh, shit. Like, no, you didn't.
4 days later.
Yeah.
So now, like, vibrations in my ankle fucked me up pretty bad because of that.
Dude, like, when you break something, the weather change fucks with your bones.
You don't
and
even
shit.
Have to break
hardcore.
Something for that.
Arthritis does that for you, too.
Yeah.
Sweet arthritis.
It doesn't even have to be a break, just a severe sprain. I mean, my ankle still fucks up.
Oh, yeah, no, I have, like, double whammy
severe
in my
sprain.
Right wrist.
Sounds like
I
a good thing to say.
It's broke it sprain. When
no,
I was
like, I don't know how I didn't break my ankle that day.
Oh, my God, that was horrible. Greg was chasing your ass, and then you stepped off. Oh, God, that
no,
was
I didn't
so
step
bad.
Off. No, okay, so.
Just
had,
her ass?
It had rained, and so I was running ass. Away from a friend of mine and was staying at the apartment complex that her dad, well, no, both of your
both
parents.
Both of them, yeah. Mom was the manager. Dad was the maintenance worker.
And so I was running towards the pool area because the guys had come over to go swimming, and I was running towards the pool, and they had this little half wall that kind of led, like, covered it, and you went around and went up. Well, I tried to jump the wall.
It was so bad.
My foot hit the wet grass barefoot, and I slid right into the wall, and my whole foot turned completely sideways.
Yeah, it was really bad. I remember that. I think the stupidest thing I've done as far as, like, breaking something was when I tripped off the school bus and broke my wrist. That was pretty shitty.
I picture that being, like, some sort of Nickelodeon after school special.
Yeah, no, it fucking sucked.
Okay, Lucas.
What's up?
What's up? You made your drink.
You're going to
spike
it back?
What we're going to be making today.
You're going to spike so you know where to come back?
No, I'm actually not going to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're
going to keep it. I'm just keep everything.
Fuck editing.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So, what we're going to do today,
little dabble do you.
Yeah, hey.
Durka.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A little dabble do you. So.
That's pretty good.
Hey, thanks. So I found this vodka that I really wanted to mess with a little bit, but I wanted to do something a little simple to begin with and then
simple.
Go a little crazy.
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 Let me be the hype man, all right?
Oh.
You shut the fuck up. And keep
oh, okay.
You do your job. All right, he's
boys.
Got his.
Play
that's
nice.
True. That's true. That's true. So what I did was I have
what'd
gotten
you do?
The... Oh, well, I got the tarts, three olives... Vodka.
Three olives.
It's just very, very tart, but it's a little sweeter. So I decided that the easiest way to do this right away would be to try it with Sprite. So
Sprite?
As always, we'll do 2 ounces because we're making...
2 ounces.
I mean, we're not fucking playing games here. I mean, we're making cocktails, so
no,
we're
games,
making...
all cock. Tails.
Tails. There you go. There you go. So what I did was I made double talls, as always, because that's I mean if we're drinking the way I drink.
Double tall.
It's double talls. So here you go. I'm gonna go ahead and pass these around here.
Pass them around.
Pass you around, baby. Oh,
so you can't smell the alcohol at all.
Sprite and vodka.
You're welcome. As a good cocktail, you should never be able to taste or smell.
Well,
the
booze. Then, you know, some bartenders need some tips on that
yeah.
one.
You're fucking telling me. I've been wanting to teach these bartenders how to do their fucking job forever. That's
pinky
why.
Out, motherfuckers. Let's do this.
Oh, bam.
Wham, wham, wham.
Cheers,
wham.
Cheers. Oh, cheers.
Touch.
Kampai, chan.
Clank.
It's not bad.
I don't like it.
It's a little tardy.
it's
not late.
It's a little sweeter, but that's...
Taste it?
I love Baden's just... I don't like it.
I mean, I wouldn't order it at a bar, for sure. I wouldn't order it as like a normal, like, let me sip on drink.
It's for... It's
it
for
tastes like medicine.
That face, Joe.
It's for a sweeter palate. Plus, that, if you...
Okay. Plus this it, is
I'm
not
gonna
for
lie.
A sweeter palate.
I'm going to
like
go
medicine.
This more
no.
of a drier
no. What it is,
drink.
I just took a sip of it. But for me, like, just recently, the kids and I, like, we got a bag of fig. Like, figs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fig?
And yeah, we got a bag of fig.
You're a freaking fag. Only no. figs. I didn't but, I didn't need to do
I'm
it.
Sorry,
I'm
sorry.
I love gay people.
But the aftertaste, like, at first it's fine, like it's a watered down Sprite, but then the aftertaste hits you and it's like fig, like Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
The filling in Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
So yeah. if I think, because I goofed up and didn't bring ice.
I Yeah, I think ice could definitely
Ice actually that. Accents that, accents cocktails, and you need ice so that way not only does it bring it up more, but like. Yeah, it's a little sweeter, and if it had a little bit of ice, it's missing one ingredient that would actually help it out, but I haven't figured out what it is yet. It doesn't help that I've taken, like, 5, 7, 10 shots of Fireball already, but but yeah, no, this is workable, but it's not what I expected it to be.
Yeah, there's stuff you could do with it. Is that a commercial?
Yes. I'm fist pumping.
You get it.
With great enthusiasm.
Right.
Well, kudos to whoever can guess this movie.
That was right. An 80s movie.
Nope.
Really?
Goofy movie.
Yeah,
baby.
Oh, it's the song from the concert.
Yeah.
You're fucking welcome.
This is a good spot to end this podcast. Reach for each other's hands.
Oh,
all right.
Appreciate it.
Erica,
get close, bitch.
Erica, last fucking words.
I that song is very fucking distracting, and your facial expressions are so intense.
Because the song is intense.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get
and
the
his dance.
Dance
moves are on point in this song.
I guess drink on and be happy. Joe?
Beautiful. Joseph.
Don't let your kids hang out with their managers, but let them do
yes.
dumb shit with their real friends.
Hey, he was my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, your friend.
So, I'll say, stay goofy, my friends, and keep skateboarding all you can.
Bertoni, my pasta, vibrator ramen special. You stick a vibrator in ramen. You don't even have to stir it. It mixes it up for you. Shaken, not stirred.
Just keep dancing, guys. Just keep dancing.
Oh, God.
This is mine. This is right here. Here we go. Seeing it. This has been Full Disclosure. If you don't like it,
fuck off.
We out.
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.